Good morning. It's 20th of May. Our first reading today brings us to Joshua 5 and 6. I'm going to read to you from Brother Roy Standeven's book once again. This first section I'm going to read is headed God Before Self. I read, "The banning of all booty-taking for personal gain is established. Looting, pillage and rape, common features of warfare of the day, was forbidden. The word used in the text is kerem. Kerem has two meanings, to devote and to destroy. What was disposable was to be destroyed by fire, whilst metals were to be collected and devoted to the treasury of the Lord's house. It was to be as though Jericho became a first fruits offering in the new land. Again, to destroy supplies that might be considered vital for the expected campaign would require considerable courage. Israel was to have before them a clear understanding. They were never to say, 'My power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth.' Their motives had to be correct. No adding to personal wealth, nor self-aggrandizement, was to result from this action, but the creation of an environment free from the corrupting influences of the base Canaanite religious practices and all associated with them." Joshua was free of further wrestling when he realized God was there to guide. As they had been brought miraculously over Jordan, so the promise, "I have given into thy hands Jericho and the king thereof," would be fulfilled. He is attentive to the orders that are now issued. Brother Standeven then enumerates the orders for Joshua, for the priests, and for the people that are set out in chapter 6. After that, he writes again about spiritual lessons. I read, "Taking Jericho. If Joshua is a type of Christ, then Jericho must be viewed as a type of the enemies of Christ. The items that were devoted must also represent things of great danger to the followers of the Lord Jesus. The temptation to love wealth and money, the danger of lust, and the weaknesses that might follow rich living and affluence will not escape our notice. Almost anything that forms a legitimate part of life's experience can be a severe hindrance to us when its importance becomes disproportionate and warps our thinking. With total faith and obedience in an environment which reverences the Lord, these walls of evil will be thrown down. The overthrow of Jericho had such power in its warnings that the Apostle Paul uses its language as a graphic illustration of the return of the Lord. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, as we read in 1 Thessalonians 4. The faithful have always learned to wait in patience for the overthrow of the systems of men, so that the kingdom might come. How long, O Lord, is the universal cry of believers? The details of the way in which that purpose is working out are not known to us. We have outlines through prophecy, as have all people of God of all ages. We gain confidence as the events in the world demonstrate the revelation through the word, but none of us, as Jesus so powerfully warned us, can know the whole picture. We shall have an abiding confidence in the captain of our salvation. Let us therefore put our trust in him, as we are exhorted to do in Hebrews chapter 2. Thank you for listening.